Now, a warning that this next item contains some disturbing themes and may not be suitable for younger listeners. A 52-year-old man who raped and abused a 5-year-old girl and her 3.5-year-old brother has been sentenced to 19 years in jail. The children's mother, who took part in and facilitated the abuse, was jailed for 14 years. Now, we're going to get some reaction now to this story from the Children at Risk Ireland, which provides therapy and support to people impacted by child sexual abuse. Eimear O'Neill, good evening to you.
Good evening, Cormac. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. You're National Head of Therapy with Carrie, isn't that right? Can I get your reaction?
Yes, I am.
To the sentences today?
Do you know what? I've been thinking about that. I think it's about time we need to take child sexual abuse really, really seriously. And I'm glad to see with the sentencing today that they are taking child sexual abuse seriously.
They are lengthy sentences. Can I ask you, though, about what the judge said today? He expresses sincere admiration for the fortitude of the children at the centre of this case. Now, if those children are listening to us this evening, what would your message to them be?
Do you know what? It's about children having their voices and being able to talk to people and for them to be heard. And I think from this, they were heard. And they were heard by the court and they were heard by people around them and they were heard by the foster families that they're living with. And I think that is absolutely wonderful. Children's voices need to be heard here in Ireland, especially around the impact of child sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm. You'd also hope that the children themselves believe that they got justice here. But you deal with cases like this, but this is involving a parent abusing their own child or facilitating it at least. I mean, is there a particular character to the trauma experienced by the victims of this crime?
Well, we know that 80% of children who've been impacted by child sexual abuse have been abused by someone that they know. And we know that the impact, you know, can range for so many different symptoms to children, not being able to sleep, flashbacks, images, you know, behavioural issues, not being able to form relationships, not trusting people and feeling very, very unsafe. And even when they're safe, they can still feel really, really unsafe in the world. They can be really, really upset, not being able to regulate their own feelings. And even when you heard, I think that one of the children had spoken about, you know, her head and having all these feelings in her head. I think it's really important that children who are impacted by child sexual abuse have a space where they can work out these experiences and express the feelings that they feel from what's happened to them.
How do you approach therapy in situations like this, Eimear?
So I suppose, look, we are the only national charity that specialise in this area. And we work with the ages from 3 right up to 18. And it's really important that we take things where the child's at, their pace. So they come into us and it can take a year, it can take 2 years, it can be long term. Really depends on the impact of child sexual abuse. So we would meet the child and the parent or the foster parent, and the child would go into a playroom with the therapist, and they would, you know, it would be free play, it would be messy play, we'd use music, and for our teenagers we can talk, and sometimes they talk about how they feel and the impact of being abused by one of their parents, and they may talk about dissociation and not feeling like they're in their body. So we use many different tools, but it's client led and it's child led and it's about the child and the family and the carer and the parent, and how do we best support them where the child's at. So sometimes it's even talking to the parent around how to help their child sleep at night, you know what would help with that, and then sometimes it can be even doing stuff around touch, you know, and appropriate touch, you know, with the parent and the child in the room, or the carer, the foster parent. So we have loads of different ways, but I think it's really important that it's at the child's pace and what they're comfortable, because they've come from a world where they feel unsafe and they come into Carrie and we want them to feel safe, we want them to trust us, and we want them to go on their journey, whatever that will look like.
Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult to even imagine how much trauma and how deep the trauma would be in a situation like this. But you do get good outcomes.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? You know, it is, you know, children have had this impact and they come into us and it's, you know, we would smile, we would laugh and we joke. And, you know, after some sessions, children would give you a hug and say, thanks, you know, see you next week. You know, so it's not, while it is difficult, you know, the children really benefit from it. And again, it's about that relationship, and the relationship is key, knowing that they're with people that they can really trust.
Can I ask you about even this discussion here, Eimear? I know it can be triggering for some survivors, and I hope that's not the case, but it can also prompt or alert other people who may be concerned about children in their lives. I mean, what should those people do? What do you think? What is your message to them?
My message to them is to use their voices. We need to protect our children. They are our future. And also, can I just say that we need, you know, CARI also needs more state funding to reduce our waiting list and to help the children that are currently on our waiting list. So I would suggest that they talk to someone, and we have a helpline that they can contact. And the number is, am I okay to give the number?
Yes, please. Yeah.
All right. 0818924567.
And that number is open Monday to Friday, isn't that right? 9 to 5.
That's absolutely 9 to 5, absolutely. And there is, on our website, there can be a call back where if people want us to call them back, they just fill the form out on the website and we can get back to them as well.
Okay.
And I think as well, when we look at child sexual abuse, it's try not to be afraid to say something. You know, there's a lot of stigma around child sexual abuse. We need to hear the children's voices, and we need to be able to respond to them. We need to get the support from them that they need, and they need to be safe.
Okay, well, that number again is 0818924567. Eimear O'Neill, National Head of Therapy at CARI. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.